Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. We try to keep them short. Today would be our 652nd podcast today, entitled, we're being a little cutesy with this one, Trump's Pecker Goes to Trial. Did you like that one? Ooh, we sat up all night trying to think of a great title. Yes, today being Tuesday. It is April the 23rd, 2024. The Trump Titty Trial. Yes, we're calling it the Trump Titty Trial or the Hush Money Trial in Superior Court, Midtown Manhattan, New York City. It's a criminal proceedings, criminal trial. The Honorable Judge Juan Marchand presiding. Trump is the defendant. It's only the sixth day of court session. And the first witness, David Pecker. That's a fitting name for a titty trial. The hush money payment of $130,000 that went to the adult film actress or porn star Stormy Daniels just a mere 2 weeks before the November the 8th, 2016 presidential election, from Donald Trump through Michael Cohen, his personal attorney slash fixer, to the attorney for and representing Stormy Daniels. To keep her quiet, because she was about to reveal to the voting electorate at large, unless she got paid for her silence, that she and Trump had a tete-a-tete. They had a sexual rendezvous in 2006 at a Trump hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Wow, at this very time, way back on the East Coast in Mar-a-Lardo, that Trump's third wife, Melania, was tending to and caring for their newborn infant son, Barron, barely 3 months old at this time, while Trump was utilizing his pecker on an adult film star, i.e. Stormy Daniels. So now, the first and today, David Pecker, the former CEO of the National Enquirer, is taking the witness stand again today, Tuesday. It was David Pecker who had the story about the sexual affair between Donald Trump, 2006, and the porn star Stormy Daniels, and at the bequest and behest of Donald Trump in 2015 in August, at a meeting in Trump Tower between Donald Trump, David Pecker, and Trump's personal attorney slash fixer, Michael Cohen, it was agreed upon between those three, that Mr. Pecker and the National Enquirer would pay Stormy Daniels for her story but kill it, snuff it, never publish it. And Trump, it was successful. This could have come out 8, 9, or 10 days before the November the 8th, 2016 presidential election, but for the intercession of the National Enquirer to block that revelation. Stormy Daniels got her $130,000. Trump's signature Trump reimbursed Michael Cohen, and Trump's signature is on those checks. So it's just a documentary piece of evidence at this point, and it doesn't matter. No matter how you spin it, Trump, it's proven that Trump was at the very center of this criminal conspiracy to defraud the American people, the voters across America, to withhold from them valuable key information just days before the November 2016 presidential election. And by the way, Trump won the election because of three swing states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And he won those states. It was really a handful of votes, less than 70,000. Some figures say 44,000. But had this story gotten out even a week before the election in November of 2016, Trump would have lost those votes. He would have lost the Electoral College. He would have never been president. Hillary would have been president. She won the popular vote by almost 3 million votes to begin with. And the anachronistic and antiquated Electoral College system must be abolished. But be that as it may, David Pecker has shown up, guns a-blazing. He even went so far to say this morning that Trump in 2015 was considered to be America's most eligible bachelor, even though Trump was married to Melania. So I think it's from here on in, it's all downhill for the dump, the chump, the bumpkin from Queens. He's a loser. He's a loser. So David Pecker, he definitely went to trial. And Donald Trump's Pecker has now been caught in the cookie jar. So, Don, you're going to be convicted, and you're going to be sentenced to a prison term, not house arrest. No, and you will not be sent to San Clemente where Nixon had his last years on that lovely mansion overlooking the Pacific Ocean. And you're not going to be allowed to remain in Mar-a-Lago under house arrest. You're going to lose your Secret Service protection, and you're going to be transferred to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. And you have three more criminal trials, you bitch. So you're a skank, Trump. People who voted for Trump and support Trump, you're bitch skanks. You're skank bitches. So there you go. Your leader is a lost leader now. He's a loser. A loser leader. And he will be sent to confinement. Correctional confinement for the rest of his miserable, skanky, assed life. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. We slide across home plate, just beating the throw from the hapless, feckless, clueless, brainless, spineless Trump center fielder. But aren't they all? Aren't they all? Trump's Pecker goes to trial. And send him down the fucking Nile into the black of night. Ah, the forest of darkness, from whence no light escapeth. And Trump will not either. Goodbye, my Liebchens. Goodbye.